What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, wonders never cease. You know what? Two things are now connected in nature. It's crazy. I've never seen this in science before. The second trade negotiations begin with China. Trade negotiations that, you know, maybe are not so favorable to China. Viruses get out from China. I know, weird, right? There are 195 countries in this world that viruses could come from, that an outbreak could occur in. But no, it's only China, the place with the Wuhan lab and the gain-of-function technology that our liberal elites gave them. They should be on trial for treason, all of them, but, you know, it's not a perfect world. And no one thinks this is strange at all. The media is reporting this with a straight face, as if this is all very normal and very scientific. Settled science, even. Man, that thing just makes whips around a wet market. And here it comes from China. Folks, did anybody ever think it's strange that these viruses... By the way, there's a new strain of COVID. How convenient is that? Isn't it weird that viruses, new viral outbreaks, right, only come from China now? Data, do you know how big the world is? Have you looked at the map? You're going to tell me there's nowhere else in the world that a viral outbreak could happen but China. The place where, inside the Wuhan lab, Senator Rand Paul has told us this, so did former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo when he was Trump's Secretary of State. A place where inside the Wuhan lab, they have multiple They have multiple strains of COVID that have not hit the public yet. Thankfully, this isn't that one, but we're told it's more viral and more deadly than the last one. That place, China, out of nowhere, comes a new strain. Very scary strain. You should be very scared. Are you scared? Oh, you should be terrified. Right? Says the mainstream media. Headline, highly infectious new COVID strain from China that led to massive spike in hospitalizations has spread to the U.S. Be very, very scared. Hong Kong authorities say COVID-19 cases have spiked to the worst levels in at least a year. After officials announced a significant increase in emergency room visits and hospitalizations in the last month due to the variant. You know, of course, Hong Kong is under, it's a basically Chinese-dominated government. It's basically the CCP speaking. That included 81 severe cases in the past 4 weeks, including 30 deaths. The vast majority of the cases were in adults 65 and up. Last 4 weeks, cool. When did the bulk of Trump's really tough trade sanctions hit China? I mean, yeah, he's been at it since he was sworn in. Levying tariffs on China almost immediately, Mexico too. But I mean, the big tariffs, the bigger ones, I should say, when China got out of control, you know, the 145% tariffs. When was that? April 11th, 6 weeks ago. Times out perfectly, doesn't it? His sure looks like a bioweapon. Folks, in all seriousness, is this the new norm for our relationship with China? Question them and they'll release one of the COVID strains? Like, the only people who can't see that through this are liberal news media reporters. Everybody else can. Everybody else can. So, you know, it's helpful to review now that we have this other new strain of COVID out of nowhere. Actually, China. By the way, you know what's interesting? And I've done many podcasts on this. If you go back to the early 2000s and you listen to the Chinese generals giving speeches, they tell us what they're going to do. They are going to use weaponized viruses to get the upper hand in global trade. They're very clear about it. than the Democrats gave them. And Fauci and Hunter Biden gave them that weaponized gain-of-function technology, and they're off to the races. So they told us what they were going to do, and they're doing it. But let's review, shall we, since there is suddenly and very conveniently a new strain of COVID. Oh, very deadly, more deadly than the last one. Be very afraid. Let's review what happened the last time a COVID strain conveniently got out.
Because the circumstances were near identical to the ones now. Not the scientific circumstances, the trade circumstances. Trump had managed to back China against a wall and force them into a trade deal they did not want that advantaged America. And then,
remember this? From Daniel DiMartino, regular commentator on CNBC, CEO of Money Strong.
I will say this much, and if you're listening, write it down. In late November, word had already gotten off of the mainland that there was a virus in Wuhan.
This is 2019.
6 weeks later, the trade truce was signed with an out clause, a very clever out clause that the Chinese made sure was in there.
Made sure it was in there.
Said if there was any kind of act of God pandemic, then they didn't have to make good on what they had committed to buy from the United States. Within days, they announced the first coronavirus. So did the Chinese know damn well that this thing was running around the world for 6 weeks?
Of course they did.
Before they shut down.
Folks, the Chinese are laughing their butts off at us right now.
So what is going on in the U.S. side of this? The media is whipping the left, the only people who still believe this stuff, into a frenzy. The number three story in the country, Trump administration no longer recommending COVID vaccine for healthy kids and healthy pregnant women, just as the strain comes out of nowhere.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I.e. the Wuhan lab. Because that's where it came from. They let it out. Again. Conveniently timed. To the trade negotiations. To scuttle them. Or at least punish us. Whatever. So the left is hysterical about this right now. That's why it's the top trending, top 10 article in the, you know, top 10 story in the country. So now they fear, wow, we got to face COVID without the shot that doesn't work. No, that's not what Kennedy's saying. What he's saying is, for those under 65, we will approve a, you know, mRNA COVID shot after we see the gold standard science that shows two things. Number one, that it works. It doesn't. And number two, that it's safe. So, you know, turn in the data and we'll approve it. What happened when they said that last week? You'd think by now Moderna and Pfizer would have plenty of data. They turned it over. No, Moderna withdrew its application rather than provide data. How is it 2025 and they don't have gold standard data? The thing is, they do internally. I guarantee you they do. Shows it doesn't work, and it's very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. How dangerous are we talking? Well, if you listened to the congressional testimony last week, here is OBGYN Dr. James Thorpe.
In the now infamous Shima Bakuro study published on April 21st, 2021, in the digital version of the New England Journal of Medicine, 21 authors claimed the miscarriage rate was 12.6%, but the raw data revealed an 82% miscarriage rate
COVID
in
shot.
Women vaccinated during the first trimester. This figure mirrors the effects of chemical abortion drugs such as RU486. At least six existing studies, three from CDC, FDA, and two from Pfizer, revealed major breaches in safety signals for COVID-19 vaccines in pregnancy. These findings were ignored. Conversely, countless independent researchers with no...
So they acknowledge a 12% miscarriage rate from the shot. You won't get that? You're pregnant? No, you don't. But it's actually 82%. Kennedy knows they can't prove it safe. He knows they can. So he's like, prove it safe. I'll let you do it. I'll prove it. They can't. And that is where the COVID shot went. And that is why, in part, you suddenly have the hysteria of China releasing it. Folks, this is a game. It's a game the Democrats play in tandem with China. They're probably talking on the phone. In fact, I mentioned this to you over the summer. I said, if Trump gets China on the ropes, he gets elected, gets China on the ropes, they'll release another one. Here you go. This is the warning shot. And we know they have a bunch of them. I mean, former CIA director and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, along with Rand Paul, said, look, they've got a whole bunch of strains in that Wuhan lab. Not just the one that we experienced. I think what this is a warning shot. Okay, we're going to release one with maybe a higher kill rate, or we'll tell you it has a higher kill rate because Chinese always lie, as a kind of warning, like, hey, you know, we got some in here that could kill 50%. You don't want to go too hard on us on trade. That's what's happening. Highly predictable. They did it last time. Trump had them on the ropes. They released COVID with an out clause. You know the story. A texter to the show earlier today wrote, I wish we would just embargo China like we did Cuba. That needs to happen. Folks, ultimately, going forward, I don't know if Scott Bessent is just saying this, that, well, we're going to get China open their markets to us. Well, yeah, until the next Democrat presidency, and then they'll slam shut again. Communist Party still be in charge. It's not a way forward. We should have left those 145% tariffs on China. But, you know, it's okay because 50% will be enough to crush them. We need to gut the CCP. Folks, we need to get, we were well on our way to 15, 20, 30 million unemployed. People were rioting in the streets and setting fire to the factories. That's good. Because we have two choices. We can either collapse the Chinese Communist Party through war, bullets, and blood. I don't want to do it that way. No need to either. Or we could do it through economics. Those are our two choices. Or they're going to be the world's lone superpower. And look what happens when they're not happy. Another COVID strain gets out. You want to live like that? Next 2 decades, 3 decades, 4 decades, 50 years, you want to live like that? I don't want to live like that. We need to finish them off. Just go ahead, finish them off.
Collapse the Chinese Communist Party. Set those poor people free.
Businesses don't know, like, you know, just get, let American businesses pull their supply chains out, redirect them somewhere else. India looks nice this time of year. Make it here. I don't care. Kill the CCP. This cannot be allowed. They are mocking us by releasing another strain. Yeah, we need to get the poor Chinese people. And look, I don't blame them. They're slaves. I feel bad for them. We need them in the streets rioting. And we need to get rid of the Chinese Communist Party. Oh, this is never going to end.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.